We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
8 minutes past the hour, 7:08, News Radio 1020, KDKA. This is the time of the week where it's lights, camera, action from Hollywood East, as Larry likes to say, Pittsburgh, PA, and we go live to Mowat on Movies. John, what's happening today? How are you this morning? Thank you for joining us. You know, it's been quiet as far as the movies go. Movies are readjusting, yeah. But this weekend, there's some big things happening for people that are trying to endure a heat wave in the cool temperatures of their home theater.
Yeah, so it's interesting, like you mentioned, Kevin, that, you know, Hollywood's in kind of a jam right now because there is some product and there's some product they're trying to get out there, but there's nowhere to show it when it's originally intended, you know, to be shown in a movie theater, and theaters aren't open. Now, these guys are scrambling, you know, to try to get product in front of people and try to make some money, you know, recoup some money back. And so we have two examples of that right now where, number one, we're talking about The Outpost. And it was a very interesting movie. It's based on a true story and rated R. But it's being released on demand. So anybody can go on demand and be able to check out The Outpost. And it's not expensive. It's only about $8 or something. But a really good movie. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, I just watched the trailer. It's based on the most heroic fight, the most heroic battle in the Afghanistan war. And there's a familiar face featured in mm-hmm. that movie as well.
Yeah,
chip off
right.
The old block.
I'm telling you. So it's based on the Battle of Kamdesh. And why that sounds familiar is because there was two Congressional Medal of Honor recipients from that battle, which is unheard of. 37 Purple Hearts, and it's a true story. So you have this U.S. Army command outpost, and it's in the middle of Afghanistan, but it was placed on the bottom of these mountains. Like, so they're surrounded by three mountains, and it was on the bottom. So even the Army guys there, they would come under attack almost daily by the Taliban, and they're like, guys, this is crazy. We're in the worst possible spot imaginable.
Yeah, you're supposed to be on the high ground, not the low ground.
Exactly. So, you know, they're saying, hey, we know the big one's coming. We know the big one's coming. And sure enough, it did come. And there was about, you know, 50 or so United States Army members under attack by over 250 Taliban fighters. And the story is about Clint Ramisha. And what's interesting is he's played by Scott Eastwood, son of Clint Eastwood. And Scott does a great job. I mean, he looks like his dad, which is kind of weird. And people, you know, they know the name probably on your show, Kevin, because Scott Eastwood played a role in Larry in my movie in his really early years. He was, we got him when he was still named, you know, he was known as Scott Reeves is what he went by. And then during our movie, changed his name to Scott Eastwood because Clint Eastwood's his dad. And so it's a really interesting. But he plays Clint Ramisha, it's such a compelling story of how this guy, under extreme odds, really shouldn't have made it, but because of his courage and his fortitude, he was able to get his troops gather around him, fight the Taliban back off, and it's really well done.
Yeah, it's very well done and very intense movie. Why would he? Did he go under the stage name Reeves just to try to grow on his own at first, or what?
Yeah,
is that
funny? Yeah, Kevin,
he couldn't really hide. He looks exactly like his dad when his dad was younger.
Looks just like him. Yeah, it's crazy. He even has like the squint. He got the Clint squint going. But his mother was Reeves, and he went by Scott Reeves, and that was his name. He was born Scott Reeves. And he went by that, and he told Larry and I, look, I want to kind of make it on my own. I want to, you know, see if I can do this. And he could. But some of the other actors and we had some great actors, Lou Gossett Jr., Eric Roberts. And so he got together with a lot of these guys. Jason Gedrix in particular convince him, say, hey, look, you know, you are Eastwood's kid and you can't get away from it. You look just like him. So during our film, you know, he removed the Reeves name, added the Eastwood, and he became Clint Eastwood's son, Scott. And he does a great job. But you know what else is really interesting is that in this film, there's not only Scott Eastwood, Clint Eastwood's son, Mel Gibson's son, Milo, plays a major role in the film. And Mick Jagger's son, James Jagger, also plays an interesting role in the film. There's some grandkids, too. Will Attenborough is in the film, and he's the grandson of Richard Attenborough.
Wow, that's like an all-star junior cast.
And how about Scott Alda Coffey is the grandson of actor Alan Alda. So, wow. I mean, it's a really interesting film.
It's like
a lot of interesting people. It's worth checking out.
All right, let's go back a few generations to the 1940s, World War II. There's another movie out, and it involves Tom Hanks this weekend.
Yeah, how about that? Another Tom Hanks war film. And this is really interesting. It takes place early in World War II. And he plays this Captain Krause. And Captain Krause isn't a historical figure. It's a fictional character, but it's made from pieces of actual people and what they had to endure in World War II as U.S. Navy captains. And he has to lead as a relative newcomer, this Allied convoy, and they're being stalked by these Nazi U-boats. They're called the Wolf Packs. And the Wolf Packs are after him. And what it does, what's really interesting, what's really great about Tom Hanks in this film is that he shows what he's had to endure, the poor radar, the lack of sleep, how the leaning on his faith to get through this difficult period. It's an emotionally draining film. It's an excellent film. It's a film, $50 million budget. Unfortunately, it was supposed to come out last year, but they pushed it because there's some other Tom Hanks films out there, and they wanted to kind of spread them out a little bit, but they fell right into this pandemic era, and they're trying to recoup some of this money.
And they can recoup it right now. It's available to stream. Where can people check it out?
You got to go to Apple Plus. It's exclusively on Apple Plus for now, and will be released wider as time goes on.
Very good. John Mowad, thank you very much. Mowad on Movies. I do appreciate
Thanks,
the insight
Kevin.
And always with the update to let us know how to get through the heat. I appreciate it. Have a great
Thanks,
weekend.
Buddy.
You got
you
it.
You too.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.